Hi, I'm Katie.
Hi, I'm Kate, and welcome to our podcast,
yeah.
Katie and Kate. Last week, we did not have a podcast, and that was because I was out of town, and Katie was super busy with stuff. So this week, we're going to have a fun, exciting week.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about one of our favorite videos, my favorite video series of all time, which is Becoming YouTube by Nine Brass Monkeys, a.k.a. Benjamin Cook on the YouTubes. And it is 9:45.
At night. We are both exhausted because we've had the most stressful days of our lives today. Tell me about your day, Kate.
Oh. Thanks, Kate. You're good. Let's see. Today, I got up at 7:30, and I got ready for work, and then I went to work, and then I went to class, and then I went to work, and I have been in this editing room since I got off of work. So it has been a day that started at 7 and probably won't end till around midnight because I have to go home and pack tonight because I have a really big weekend coming up.
So that's exciting. But
really exhausting. Yeah. How about you? How was your day?
I woke up at like 8, went to class, went to a meeting, went to class, went to another meeting, went to class, and then came here to do the podcast at 6, was so hungry that I decided to leave and get food, then go to a meeting, and then another meeting, and then come back. I've just had so many meetings today.
I can't even imagine. Meetings, the nice part about going to work is that, like, I have a centralized purpose. So even if I'm, like, taking forever and I am in work and I hate my job, I'm like, doing something. Whereas I feel like meetings is a lot of just sitting around, talking, trying to come up with ideas, trying to discredit bad ideas, and, like, you have to, like, really be on your game to work with people, whereas, my jobs are, like, solitary for the most part. Like, I am working really hard nonstop, but I'm working for myself, basically, at the moment that I'm working.
Not engaging with someone. And it's been, like, the meetings have been about a lot about, like, films that we have to do, basically, like, coming up, so we can't, like, the meeting is not over until we come up with a solid idea for our film. So, frustrating. Yeah. But anyways, let's get into Becoming YouTube.
Let's talk about Becoming YouTube.
Yeah, I'm excited about this.
So I stumbled across the Becoming YouTube series, kind of late, honestly. Like last summer, like at the very beginning of last June or at least late May. And I, like, was immediately on board. I was like, because the first person you see when you watch Anatomy of a YouTuber is basically, besides Ben, is Amazing Phil. And, I mean, how are you not on board immediately? Because it's Amazing Phil. And, like, all of the comments in that video, especially at that time, because it was still kind of new, as far as, like, video content, but it was old as far as, like, YouTube age ranges. Like, you know how things are out of date really fast on YouTube?
Yeah.
In that sense, it was relatively old, but it was still new enough to be getting substantial amounts of comments, and every single one was, Amazing Phil! Like, there was no comment on whatever was happening in the video. It was just, and it was so funny, and the only reason I noticed is because I scrolled down to immediately type, oh my god, Amazing Phil! And when I read all the comments that said that, I deleted it, and I was like, I'm an idiot. I can't keep doing this.
Yeah, I don't know when I watched it. I think I watched it, like, right when it came out, because I was, like, watching other people, and I guess they, like, mentioned it, and I was like, well, who is this guy? Or it was, like, on the popular page, or I don't know. I thought it was cool. I don't know. I wasn't excited as Katie was, because that's not really me, I guess. But
no, yeah.
But, I mean, it's cool. One thing I noticed, we were talking about this earlier, but the opening, there's just that, it's like a minute long, maybe, not even.
Yeah, roughly.
Of, like, Ben and Amazing Phil and Dan is Not on Fire. And it's just, like, this super produced sketch that you would see in, like, a normal, like, British YouTuber video.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, that's just normal.
They are weirdly produced over there.
They are. But they, they have a certain style, and they did that, and I mean, it probably grabbed people in right away.
Yeah, that's probably what
happened. Unconsciously, like, that's what happened.
Yeah, immediately I was like, amazing Phil and Dan is not on fire are gonna beat somebody up. Since when? Yeah. So I was immediately on board, and it was beautiful. I mean, for as produced as it is, like, that's gorgeous.
Just that opening scene?
Yeah, you get this beautiful still shot of London, mm-hmm. and then you're suddenly in this alleyway. It's nighttime, it's raining, and you see kids in black walk up to this guy with, like, fire truck red hair, yep. and you're just like, what is going on?
And it's so funny. They were just making fun of themselves and YouTubers in general. It was really cute. Especially, I love the comment, Dan is not like, do you know why my name is Dan is not on fire? And Ben is like, because all the good names are taken. I'm
like, aww. Do you know why they call me Amazing Phil? Because you're amazing. You could just hear every fangirl go, I know.
Oh, the way that Ben just looked into Phil's eyes is so adorable.
Hashtag ship it. No, I'm just what is kidding. That? I don't ship it.
What is ship it? Sorry, I don't know what that is.
Shipping?
No, I don't know what that is.
I've never told you about shipping. All right, we're gonna sidetrack. Shipping, for all of you uninformed people, and like for me. You informed people who are laughing at Kate right now.
Stop laughing at me.
Shipping is, like, basically where you really like two characters, and you think they would be really good in a relationship.
Like fan fiction stuff?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
But then, I don't know. I'm not part of that culture.
It doesn't necessarily mean, like, fan fiction. Like, okay. You probably shipped Kim Possible and Ron Stoppable as a child. Oh,
yeah.
You know, I always wanted them to be together.
I see.
That's called shipping.
Like Buffy and Spike, but then shipping. They did get together, and it was
That's
weird.
Called canon.
Canon?
Mm-hmm.
What
so
are
if
all
if something
canons?
Actually, like, happens, uh-huh. right? It's called canon.
Mm-hmm.
It means it exists within the universe as created by the original creators of the universe.
Okay.
So then anything that, like, fan fiction is fanon.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it doesn't actually canon. Happen, but it exists, you know?
These are all these vocab words
I know,
I don't
fandom
even know.
Vocab words.
Oh, my gosh.
So, do you know OTP?
No.
Okay, that's the last one I'm going to teach you. Okay. So you know fanon?
Okay, fanon is when a fan writes it, mm-hmm. and it's not part of the creator's world.
Right, canon.
Canon is when the creator writes it. And
exactly.
Is, yeah, okay.
Shipping.
Shipping is when you want two people to get together.
Yes, and OTP, that's which OTP. Stands for one true pair.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, for me, for example, I ship Clayne, right? Mm-hmm. Which is Kurt and Blaine on
yeah.
Glee.
Yeah.
But I don't just ship them. I think that's it. Like, if you want to look at the definition of love and what it should look like and what it does look like, and, mm-hmm. like, I could read fan fiction about them for years and never get bored.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love them so much as a unit. They're my one true pair. They're my mm-hmm. OTP.
So
lots of people have multiple OTPs,
yeah.
but I just have one.
I feel like my OTP would be Leah and Corey. Definitely. I know. It's so hard to talk about. Especially listening to, like, I've been listening to her new album so much. It's, oh my gosh, it's amazing. But, okay, I understand. I think I've heard that before.
So
definitely.
When I say ship it, I'm joking.
Okay,
you
also,
don't actually ship Amazing Phil and
Ben.
And Nine Brass Monkeys. I'm going to just say Phil and Ben.
it's funny that you say you would ship, Clayne, because
mm-hmm.
I would never do that because I'm just so in love with Darren Criss.
Because I'm way too in love with Darren Criss.
I
know
can't.
I have that conflict all the time where I'm like, but I love Darren Criss, but Blaine and Kurt. And I'm like,
I know they are.
So
adorable.
I've fandomed. I don't know what the verb is. I've thought about this enough that Blaine and Kurt literally in my brain. Totally and completely exist outside of Criss Colfer and Darren Criss.
Oh,
like,
okay.
They're their own thing.
Mm-hmm, they're not
I know
real.
They're not real, but to me, they're as real as it gets. Mm-hmm. So when I think about, like, Kurt and Blaine, I am not thinking about Darren. Mm-hmm. I'm not thinking about Criss. I'm
yeah.
thinking Darren Criss.
Yeah.
that was a bad joke. I'm sorry. I'm thinking about Kurt and Blaine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to do.
You've been thinking about... it seems like you've thought about that a lot.
Uh-huh.
I definitely have
Anyone
not.
Anyone listening
that.
Knows that. Because Glee started, what, our sophomore year of high
mm-hmm.
school?
I remember when it came out.
Yeah, it had to be our sophomore year because season four. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Literally, so my junior year, Darren came on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And from moment he was on the show, I was like, oh, Kurt and Blainer, it.
Yeah.
So this has now been 3 years of my life thinking about this.
Aww.
Pretty regularly. Like, I think about this a lot. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Wow.
Anyway.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so about becoming YouTube. So I feel like that's what this podcast is going to be, a lot of, like, sidetracking, like, just talking because we are tired so and haven't really hung out with each other in a while.
Yeah.
All right. Second thing coming – that was in the beginning shot – that I want to talk about is the Jack and Dean joke that actually is ongoing throughout the whole series. The Jack, I just want to be internet famous like Jack from Jack and Dean. Not Dean. Why isn't Dean ever mentioned? Oh, it's so funny.
Well, the foot joke is literally the best thing in the whole series, I think. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say that about a lot of things in the series. Mm-hmm. So we just tally it one thing that's the best thing in the series right now is that joke.
Yep.
But she fucking wrote it down.
I did a tally.
But I adore Jack Howard. I think I've mentioned this before, but, like, if there's any filmmaker that I want to just, like, emulate in all of my work, it's Jack Howard.
Right.
And yeah, I think he is funny. Mm-hmm. I think he's intelligent. I think he's clever, which is, I think, varies from intelligent in the sense that he makes you like him still, because mm-hmm. I think intelligence can be a little off-putting to a lot of people. I think
Soup's attractive, right?
He's super attractive. Oh my god. He is. He's fucking adorable.
Mm-hmm.
He loves Brendan Urie.
Who?
Brendan Urie, who's the lead singer of Panic at the Disco.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Once I tweeted, Jack Howard tweeted, and he's like, about to get a haircut. I can't believe I have this memorized. Anyway, he tweeted, he's like, about to get a haircut. Should I go full Brendan Urie? And I tweeted, yes. And like two other people tweeted him back, and they're like, hell yeah. And so he did. So I was like, I feel like I helped Jack Howard pick his new haircut. Aww. And then he tweeted a picture of it, and he's like, did it. And I was just like, oh my god, you can't also love my favorite, like, band's lead singer. That's not fair. So, like, mm-hmm. I am, like, completely in love with him. And the sketch I just wrote recently,
mm-hmm.
I did in his style. Like, it's, that writing is completely Jack Howard.
So I have no idea about, like, I think I've seen one video by Jack and Dean, and it was with Tom Steh. Or
Tom Scott, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, well, that's not his real name. Scott's
Tom. Tom Ridgewell. Thomas Ridgewell.
Yeah, so Tom. And from Tom Scott. And they, like, were jumping behind a couch into, like, a vortex-y thing.
Oh, my God, the basement one where they, like, get stuck in the basement or whatever.
Yeah, so that's the one video of theirs I've seen.
Not even close to their best.
Okay, so I don't know anything about them.
Yeah. Oh, I'll show you a really, really good Jack Howard video. It's, like, one of his vlogs. He doesn't really vlog.
He does his own stuff. Like, what is his story? So, there's Jack and Dean.
So, there's OMFG, it's Jack and Dean. And people often relate them to the British Smosh.
Okay.
I don't think they're like Smosh, but I get why people would say that.
Yeah.
And they have their own channel. They started it with their, like, first viral video was called Facky Book, which is like Facebook, except that Dean doesn't know how to say Facebook. He knows how to say face, and he knows how to say book, but he doesn't know how to say Facebook, so he calls it Facky Book. It, like, drives Jack up this wall. It's like 3 minutes. It's, like, clearly filmed in their backyard on whatever webcam they had, like, available to them.
Oh, that's
great
adorable.
Video.
Yeah.
They got popular, and then they went to, like, Summer in the City, which is, like, the VidCon for Britain.
Yeah.
And,
that was started by Alex Day and Liam Dryden.
Yes. Yeah. And, they got really famous following that. And then they both decided to make their own channels.
Okay.
That were just going to be, like, side channel vlogs or whatever.
Yeah.
And then, so Jack does occasional, like, update videos and stuff there, which are great. And Dean doesn't use his at all, which is, I think, probably where the, like, Jack from Jack and Dean joke stems from, because Dean is very much about Jack and Dean, and Jack can be himself. Yeah. Like, because he also did, like, Project Library, and he like, works with Tim H., and, like, he does a bunch of other projects, whereas you don't really see Dean doing as much. He's still doing a lot, but he's not necessarily always in front of the camera.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically their dynamic. And they're coming, oh my God, they're having their first live show soon, and I want to be there so bad. But I don't live in Britain, so. Oh. No, but the tickets are like $3. Yeah.
Why do we
And the venue seats like 300 people, so it's like a really, really small, like, I'm like, fucking, why?
I just want to live in Britain. Yeah. That's funny. So cool.
That's funny.
Cool. I didn't know anything about them. That's kind of cool. I just think that joke is funny. I didn't realize it until they mentioned it actually in like, they mentioned it again in the last one and it took it to an extreme.
Yeah.
And so I never
thought about it until now.
Yeah. I'm like, does that really happen? Or like, I didn't realize that was going on. So that was cool.
I just now, as I was saying that out loud, you figured that out. I was like, oh, I get why they have the joke.
Oh,
because I was saying it to you.
Because they,
it's so funny.
Yeah.
It's
speaking of Jack and Dean.
Yes.
While we were watching Becoming YouTube, we watched it like right before this. I think we paused the video like 3 minutes in and there was like that little, there was an interview with Jack and Dean. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about hair. That's what they were talking about. They were talking about the hair and like, they were like, oh, you have to have like the hair or whatever. And I had to like pause the video. I'm like, Katie, we have to look at a picture of Dean. Cause Katie was like, oh yeah, Dean like cut his hair. I'm like, I have to see Dean with his hair. So like, I saw it and he was so adorable. I think I just like Dean cause he's like the underdog.
Of Jack or underdogs of Jack.
I don't know.
Just play that sentence in your head one more time. I like Dean because he's the underdog of Jack.
Yeah, it's kind of
hashtag gay.
I just want Dean to be loved too.
Everyone loves Dean. Okay, I love
good.
Dean.
All right, good. Oh, I don't know their fandom or whatever. So
it's fairly equal. It's like Smoshers.
Okay, good. No. Yeah. So I thought, but he does look adorable.
That's so funny though that immediately into the video, like. They're talking about to like be successful, air quotes, on YouTube. You have to have hair, and literally during that interview, you're thinking about what they look like with different hair. Mm-hmm. Like that is just, that's one of the things I think Becoming YouTube just hits it on the like nail with. Is that the expression?
Yeah, kind of.
Sure. is that. Often, the things you're thinking about as you're watching are the things they're making fun of it, and you're still falling for it, and then you're aware that you're falling for it, and I feel like they, like, trick you into becoming more educated about yourself as a viewer, and I think that is incredible, brilliant writing,
yeah.
And also hilarious, because I feel so shitty when it happens. I'm like, oh my God, I am thinking about their hair, but I'm gonna keep thinking about it, like...
And I think that... That's when people do that. It's very when people can make something that makes you aware of something that you're doing or like something going on in your life. Then I think that's like the best.
Yeah, especially if they don't offend you.
Yeah,
which I think these guys do really well is they don't make you feel really really bad.
And I feel like I like that about your about your sketch that you just wrote.
Yeah,
like, it kind of has that like making fun of people. But it's still...
But I don't want them to feel terrible
about it.
But
yeah, you're not, like, pushing them down on the ground and, like, kicking them.
Right, exactly.
And punching them in the face and then, like, beating them. I'm just going to keep going on it.
And then stealing all their money and then taking their credit card.
Right, like, their identity. Okay, whatever. Too far.
Oh, I totally do that.
Also, in the first 2 minutes of this video, Ben takes his clothes off.
Yeah.
Okay, so moving on.
No! Let's talk about that.
The fact that he takes his clothes off.
That's important.
I think so, too. I think it's funny. I mean...
I think it's more
it's just a comment on
doing those things, like, pointing out how fangirls work.
Oh, my gosh,
And pointing out how YouTube works, which is like, oh, my God, it's this video-sharing website. No nudity? Question mark? What website on the internet doesn't allow nudity?
Yeah.
And they don't get naked, but they will change their clothing, and that's, like, you know, it's so alluring to, like, all these young girls watching, and it makes fun of them, but it also makes them conscious of that at the same time. Mm-hmm. It's more of that, like, really, really clever, hilarious kind of mocking of how YouTube functions as, like, a system and a community.
And Charlie talks about it, too, a little bit, which is funny, but... I just think it's funny that, like...
Well, because he took off all his clothing and painted himself purple once.
Yeah, he did. That was awesome. but also, like, girl YouTubers could not get away with that.
Oh, hell no.
At all.
Never.
I saw one video...
Could you imagine Grace doing that? People would go nuts. Jenna? No way.
Well, Jenna's taken off a lot of her clothes.
Gotten really... Yeah.
But
she's had, you know, not great things happen because of that. Whereas, like, Ben can do this and no one's going to really...
Seriously, no one's going to say... Like, if Jenna... Like,
no one's going to...
Jenna's done that. Yeah, Jenna's done that and people have made
horrible comments.
And, like, Ben can do that. Like, I saw one video. I thought this was done pretty well. Like, I forget her name. Charlie McDonald's girlfriend. Starts with a B. Briley... I think that's her name. I don't know. I used to watch her videos a lot. But she said a comment about how if it doesn't look like you're wearing any clothes, then people automatically think you're naked.
Yeah.
So she has her, like, spaghetti straps, and she, like, put them down for the remainder of the video. And then, like, it wasn't scandalous.
That's
but it was
hilarious.
It was just hilarious. Yeah, I was like, oh, that's really funny. It was something of that effect of, like, Ben changing his shirt,
yep.
But it wasn't too far, like,
yeah.
Like Jenna. Not saying that Jenna took it too far, but...
No, but it has... There's...
But there are reproduction.
There's a distinct reaction from the crowd that girls face serious repercussions.
Repercussions is the word I was looking for.
That they maybe necessarily shouldn't. I don't know. I don't really want to talk about
that.
But it's different. There is a standard, a double standard on YouTube,
yeah.
And it's really interesting when it's commented on because, mm-hmm. you know, depending on who does it and who's watching,
mm-hmm.
very strange things happen. Because mm-hmm. someone like Jenna taking her clothes off, she'll get harassed.
Mm-hmm.
Someone like Ben or Charlie or any of them will get super objectified, like mm-hmm. ridiculously objectified.
Mm-hmm.
But one of them is not okay, and the other is.
Mm-hmm.
But which one is which, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a really interesting thing to think about.
Yeah, it is.
I don't want to because it's 10 at night, and I am tired.
Yep. What else? What else?
What else happened in this video?
Charlie McDonald. What the
happened?
Heck is,
he happened.
Oh, yeah, he did happen, but I am just so confused on what a tortoise is.
A tortoise humping a shoe.
What the heck is a tortoise? It's a tortoise. It's a freaking tortoise.
Freaking Britain. Okay, so...
Love Britain, but, like,
I am
tortoise.
Like every American girl. Ever. And I think I belong in Britain.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really deeply not sorry for that. Mm-hmm. And I love British accents. I love the British culture.
Mm-hmm.
I love British boys. Mm-hmm. I know it's stupid and stereotypical.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you just hear one or two things that make you question everything. Like tortoise. Like,
tortoise.
That is so stupid. I never want to visit your country ever.
Like, it's so true.
What?
It's so true. I just find that funny. British people.
British people.
It's so funny that, like, American, like, it is the American girl stereotype.
Oh,
like,
it totally
I
want to
live in England. Okay?
I think I should have been born in England. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, totally.
I want to have a British accent and marry a British
totally.
Boy.
And I super duper fall into that category. I feel like I'm better because I'm mm-hmm. aware of it, but mm-hmm. I know in reality I'm not.
Like, I think I was definitely at that point whenever I was watching British YouTubers, but I don't know.
I got a lot with Doctor Who.
Oh, with Doctor Who, yeah. Mm-hmm. The same. I don't know, but recently I've just been like,
I'm like, I'm American, screw all of you.
I know, seriously, I don't care. Boys are boys.
Yeah.
They all have the same thing that I want, so.
Ayo!
Appropriate jokes. Appropriate jokes. Hey, Chris. Speaking of boys,
oh my god! Speaking of boys, I want
Chris. We are fangirling all of these boys
okay.
so hard right now. I'm so
but
sorry.
Can I just talk about Chris Kendall
yeah.
for just a minute?
Yeah.
No, I want you. I'm actually going to ask you questions first. How do you know Chris Kendall?
How do I know Chris Kendall?
Yes.
Oh man, Probably from Alex, I think. Wasn't he?
Probably from Alex. From Good Morning Sunshine? Because he did the music video?
Oh, yeah, he did do the music. I think it was before that, though. Because that was not pretty recent, but that was after a while.
Yeah, it was somewhere in between really long and not that long ago.
I know exactly what you mean. I don't know. Just from
something
that
about Alex. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have no idea how I found Chris Kendall. I think it was because of Becoming YouTube.
Oh, really?
Maybe. Because I saw him and I was like, I don't know who this guy is. Like, how is he part of the YouTube Digerati? Yeah. Air quotes again. Who is this guy? Uh-huh. And then I think I, like, Googled him. Uh-huh. And when I say Googled, I mean Tumblr searched. And then I realized there was something called the Fantastic Foursome, which is Amazing Phil, Dan Is Not On Fire, Kick the PJ, and Crab Sticks.
Oh, okay.
And Crab Sticks, you know, is Chris Kendall.
Yeah, yeah. I found Chris Kendall from Kick the PJ, actually. Mm-hmm. And Kick the PJ from Amazing Phil. They're the Amazing Foursome. Yeah, yeah, I know that now. Okay, that's how I found him.
Yeah, and I was just like, what? I've only heard of two of these guys. And so I thought Chris was super cute. And because he was becoming YouTube, I was like, I got to figure out who this guy is first. Like, I was like, all right, I'll research PJ later. I don't really care.
Yeah.
And I watched almost every single Crab Sticks video ever made in, like, 3 months.
Oh, my gosh.
It would just be like, oh, I don't have anything to do. I'm going to go watch a Crab Sticks video. And then I'd watch, like, four. And I'd be like, all right, Kate, that's enough. And then I found that he had an Ask FM for a little while. Mm-hmm. And
an Ask FM. Oh, wasn't
like,
that?
Like, it's almost like FormSpring. Yeah, you can ask
them. And then they do videos?
No, they can, like, just type responses. It's just like a question answering website. Kind of like FormSpringMe.
Okay.
.me. Do you remember that website? Did you ever see it?
I don't think so. I
don't know. Yeah, you just, like, you can ask them questions, and then they can respond, and it's longer than Twitter, basically.
Okay.
He is so intelligent, and he cares so much, and he is so dedicated to being a comedian. It's truly fantastic. And, I'm, like, I don't know. I'm just super duper in love with Crab Sticks. And then after I was done with that, I was like, oh, I gotta figure out who Kick the PJ is. And,
he's great.
And I fucking went on a rampage, and I love PJ because I think he integrates experimental film art
and
the comedic YouTube platform in a really
creative. He does
creative,
it so well.
Yeah, a seamless way.
But he's also like, PJ is just like, PJ, like, he's so, like, unique, like,
who else is like PJ?
Yeah, seriously, I've never met or heard of anyone like him. He's just so crazy, but, yeah, I guess I found Chris, from Kick the PJ is how I found him, and I thought, I honestly, like, I just didn't get his stuff, and I think
it's tough.
Yeah, it was hard, like, I found him when I was, like, I was watching, like, all those dumb, not saying that there's dumb YouTubers, but I was watching all those ones that, like, you don't really need to pay attention to. Like, they're just, like, slapstick comedy. And so I just never really got it. I knew of him. I thought he was kind of cute. Also thought he was kind of creepy. But then, looking back, like, I realized, like, a lot of
his
stuff
was... That's, like, his whole thing.
Yeah. He was just commenting on a lot of stuff, which is cool. So, never really got into him until we started talking about him.
Yeah.
And you started telling me about, like, hey, this guy is actually not, like, what you think.
Yeah, like, that whole persona, like, he even talks about it in Becoming YouTube, like, you could be braver or different than who you really are.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's super true in his videos. I think in his videos, he's more expressive and louder and almost to a fault. And so it comes across as, like, that's kind of creepy, dude.
Yeah.
But when you really take a step back and look at what he's, like, commenting on and saying and what his comedy, like, is derived from, like, guy's a genius.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's really thought about it. He studied acting. Like, that's what he went to university for.
Oh, wow.
And, like, And he gets it.
Mm-hmm.
And he struggles with it all the time. Like, his Twitter bio says, like, warning, will only be tweeting the best parts of my life to make to make it look like I'm better or having more fun or something like that.
Yeah.
And like, it's really funny and also really true. Like, mm-hmm. yeah, you only do tweet you the best parts of your life.
Or unless you want to like get sympathy.
Right. Unless you're like begging
for having a bad fishing. Day. Why? I don't want to talk about it.
But like, otherwise you're only going to Instagram the things that make you look cool. Mm-hmm. And you're only going to tweet about the things that you're doing that make you look cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like literally I just checked my Twitter feed and the last 10 things I've tweeted about in the last few weeks are all this podcast.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I tweeted once about how I didn't like work. But other than that, the only thing I'm talking about what? Is what this is because I think it's cool.
I feel like it was Elliot Morgan who did this. It was like, I can't even think of it. I think it's like, it was like pee tweeting or like,
oh yeah, something like that.
You like tweet every time you're like pooping or something.
Yeah. He did do something like
yeah.
that. And it was like, yeah.
And people were just like, okay, whatever. I think that should be a challenge for people. Like on it. And we'll try and do this too. Like this week, Instagram, tweet, Facebook, something that is not great about your life, but you're not looking for sympathy.
Yeah.
Just something normal.
Like
I don't know.
Normal shit. Like, I'm really tired.
I don't know.
I'm sitting in class. See how many things are happening in your life that are happening in everyone else's life mm-hmm. that you don't give a shit about. And try and give a shit about them.
Yeah.
Because if you're only tweeting about the stuff that makes you feel like, wow, I'm so cool. Everybody mm-hmm. look at this.
Mm-hmm.
That is almost entering into this, like, documenting your life, but only documenting your life from vanity.
Yeah.
If you really want to do this, document your life as it is. You're going to see pretty quickly not as cool as you think you are, and it's probably a good idea to let people know that. Yeah. Like, I think that's a great challenge. I'll totally do that.
I'm excited about this.
Tweet about things that I wouldn't normally tweet about.
Yeah.
That are happening.
Sweet.
Although I'm having an awesome weekend.
So. You are. You're going to like 4 concerts or whatever.
But I'll try and tweet about things like the car ride or something.
Yeah. I'll definitely. Sweet. So that's our challenge.
Challenge back to out of the way.
Chris, why I initially mentioned him.
Yeah.
The fact that in the video he was like, all these YouTubers are like sitting on their beds or like sitting, like Charlie's in bath or whatever. And, Alex is in like an alley and Chris is on like this throne with like this tapestry in the background or whatever. Like,
yeah. Carrie's like in the botanic garden.
Yeah, exactly. Like, no, he's on this red throne. I love calling it a throne.
Tom's like in an office chair.
Yeah.
And then Chris Kendall, everybody.
It's just so funny.
He's
so classy.
He is truly the classiest act there is.
Yes.
What else happened in this video?
My last thing that I wanted to talk about personally was, I don't remember where it was. I feel like it was when it was in Ben's head or whatever, his secret world inside his head, which reminded me of Sherlock, obviously.
Mind Palace.
But, yeah, your Mind Palace. But it was like, YouTube is our secret.
Yeah.
And it's so true. Like, I noticed this a lot when, like, when I was actually making YouTube videos and when I was, like, watching a lot of YouTube videos. Like, people would ask me, like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm making YouTube videos. And they're like, why? Like, what is that? And I'm like, there's this whole community of people. Like, there are thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands.
Thousands and thousands.
Of people on this website that, like, do stuff.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm just so tired.
I totally get it.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
do you want me to try and articulate
it? No. I feel like I'm articulating
it. I feel like you've got it. Yeah.
But I'm just not articulating it in a way that I normally would articulate it. Because I'm just like, I don't give any fucks right now. So I'm just going to say whatever the hell I want. That's how I feel.
Hashtag true facts.
You have like so many hashtags. I don't know any hashtags.
You know what's great about hashtag that hashtag? Mm-hmm. Is it's hashtag, right? So you do like the pound sign.
Yeah.
True. TRU. Facts. FAX. Hashtag
genius.
True facts.
Oh my gosh. That is golden. Oh, did Nietzsche come up with that? I feel like he would. Anyways. So yeah, like YouTube is a secret. Like, that
it
whole
is.
Community.
It's our secret.
Yeah. And I feel like it's getting harder. definitely as the bigger it's getting.
Sure, but it's still a secret.
It is. There are not a lot of people.
Well, you can sell out VidCon. You can sell out Summer in the City. Mm-hmm. You can have PewDiePie hit 52 million subscribers. Mm-hmm. And it's still a secret. Mm-hmm. You know, it's people know it's, that it's there, mm-hmm. but it's still yours. Mm-hmm. It's still, I'm going to interact in this community, mm-hmm. and then I'm going to interact in this community. And these communities are going to interact with each other, and they're going to come together, and then you're going to bring things like VidCon. But when I'm in the Nerdfighter community, it is significantly smaller than the YouTube community.
Yeah.
And when I'm in the British YouTube community, it is significantly smaller than the thing as a whole. So when they come together, it's massive.
It is.
But because they exist in these different online spaces, mm-hmm. you know, each channel is its own space, mm-hmm. it's still a secret. And it's still our secret. And it's still something we get playing around with and exploring and figuring out. And some of the rules are there. How to vlog, how to do a 10 facts video, mm-hmm. how to do a tag, you know, how to do sketch comedy. The rules are there, mm-hmm. but you can still play with them. And that is why it's still small and it's amazing.
It is amazing. And I think, while you were talking about that, I was just thinking about, like, some stuff. Like, the fact that it is a secret, it's also online, which mm-hmm. is different. Because when you get into real life, you don't talk about it.
No.
Like, you don't, because, like, I would never have expected, like, I don't know, we didn't really talk about YouTube for, like, the first, like, 20
minutes.
Yeah,
no, you don't go, like, hi, I'm a YouTuber.
Yeah,
that's not how you introduce yourself.
Unless you're, like,
unless you're getting paid the big bucks.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
But still, like, you don't really talk about it because it's something online and it is something very, it seems kind of like it's personal.
Mm-hmm. It is personal.
And it's hard to share that experience with people. Oh, my God, I want to.
It's so hard. There's nothing worse mm-hmm. than saying, oh, my God, you've got to see this video online. And then sitting there with your friend and watching your friend not like it.
Yeah.
Or just not react to it, you know?
It's
maybe
hard.
They don't hate it, but they don't really
but they
care.
Don't, yeah, they don't care.
So you don't want to share it. Because how you are interacting with this person who's vlogging mm-hmm. is special,
yeah.
you know? Because a
you
lot of people
connection.
Are having that connection, but at the moment, it's just you and the person you're watching. Mm-hmm. So when you introduce this third party and they don't get it, mm-hmm. why would you share it?
Yeah, why would you tell them?
Why would you tell anybody?
Yeah. I wanted
to totally
relate. I wanted to relate this to a film that I watched last night called The Great Beauty. Which won the Oscar for Best Foreign Film from Italy. And there was this nun in it who was the main guy, like, wanted to interview her for his, like, newspaper or whatever. And she said to him, I can't tell you about... Or she's like, I took a vow of poverty. I can't tell you about it. You have to experience it. Mm-hmm. That's like, and that's just like so. The
and not
movie,
to equate her deep emotional personal struggle to YouTube, but
yeah, but still, like it's just it's such. Shout out, watch that film. It's so great, but it just it's so like relatable to like this. Like it is like
you
your
don't get
secret.
It.
You can't express how you feel about it with other people because they just
until
don't
you're there.
Understand. Yeah, till you're sitting in your room with your laptop for like 6 hours,
6 hours.
Watching all of these YouTubers. It's just, which is why I think it is cool when they have like VidCon and
absolutely.
And, I mean, I started a Colorado Nerdfighters Facebook page and it.
Blew up.
Yeah, it's like, I don't even know how many people are on it, but like...
Yeah, I was a part of it, and I had no idea who you
were. Yeah, and they, like, they still have gatherings. I don't do anything with it, but they still have gatherings. Like, it's still, like, it's a community where you, like, you go in knowing already that these people like what you like, so you're
they get
not...
It.
Yeah,
they're
they
on
get
your
it.
Level.
So you're not afraid. And like, you can have, like, relations... Like, you have relationships with people, like, in the world, but it's also, there's that special relationship with the other YouTubers when they mm-hmm. understand what's going on.
Oh, I totally agree. in Vlogumentary, mm-hmm. In the trailer for it, I think John Green says something mm-hmm. like that.
Oh.
When they're talking about what it means mm-hmm. to be a YouTuber, mm-hmm. he says, like, you know, you just don't get it, like, until you get an account mm-hmm. and you're here. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
But then suddenly you're there and it's everything, mm-hmm. basically, to paraphrase what he said and take it a little farther.
Wow.
And when he said it, I was like in tears. Like, it made me cry. Yeah. Because it was so true. Because then you watch Shay Carl, like, jump off the side of a cliff, and you're, like, watching Toby, like, mess up and laugh, and, like, it's just so real. Mm-hmm. Then you're like, yeah, it's true. Like, these people are everything, mm-hmm. you know? Because I'm so making beautiful. Connections, and I'm writing an essay right now in my English class about mm-hmm. YouTube as a community and if it's a functional community or not. And in Becoming YouTube, Ben references how friendly the YouTube comments are in the sense that they're not.
They're not
the least
all.
Friendly place on the internet.
Yeah.
And they are terrible at creating discussion. Mm-hmm. Horrible. But through all of that, YouTube's one of the fastest growing, most economically powerful pieces of creative space out there right now. Mm-hmm. And it's a great community. It's incredible. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Aw, so cool. You're all smiling at me.
It's so great. Yeah. I love that about it. I mean, it's just hard because, like, I haven't really felt like
that. Oh, it's hard. Yeah, if you leave.
Yeah.
Oh, you forget.
Yeah. You really do forget how you feel about it.
Mm-hmm. You come back and you're like, whoa. And things change and you're like, how do I do this?
But yeah.
You can get back into it again.
You can. Yeah.
It's like any place that you leave for a long time.
Getting back into.
Yeah. You come back and you're like, this is weird, mm-hmm. but I remember.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So Vlogumentary was the vlog documentary that Apprentice A did, right?
Is Apprentice A involved with it? I know Shay Carl is. I know.
I'm pretty sure they did the whole production, the production side of it.
Okay, yeah.
Because they're a production company.
Yeah.
Okay. That's,
and
yeah.
maybe Makers Studios?
And Makers, probably, yeah.
I don't know who exactly is a part of it.
But,
okay. Yeah, and that's supposed to be coming
and
out
also,
soon.
Oh, really? It hasn't come out yet?
No, because, that was why Shay Carl just recently quit the vlogs. I mean, he didn't quit. Oh, my God, I don't want to say that. He is no longer daily vlogging. I'm going to cry.
Their whole family is not daily vlogging anymore? Man.
They're cutting down their schedule a lot. They can't quit cold turkey. It's been 5 years.
That'd be awful.
I mean, like, have you ever done anything for 5 years?
Breathed.
Yeah, exactly. Besides the shit you have to do every day to stay alive, have you ever done anything for 5 years?
I can't
exactly.
do anything right now.
So, I can't think of it. I've thought about this for weeks. So
oh, really?
There's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And, so they're not going to do a cold turkey, but
yeah.
they did just up and Shay, part of his reasoning is like, I have other things I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And this part of YouTube is everything to me, but it cannot be the forever mm-hmm. thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's taking a break.
What are they cutting? Are they doing it like twice a week?
I don't know. He's on a 6-day vacation right now, and we're going to see what happens when he comes back. 6 days,
drama.
Zero vlogs.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and because he started on his birthday, so he ended on his birthday, too. Uh-huh. And it was just like, I watched the lives. Like, they did 3 live streams. And it was like 4 hours, and I watched all of it. And, yeah, so they're like, he is going to take a step back. He's going to work on the documentary.
Okay.
He's going to work on his other channels. He's going to work on Shay Loss.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing a lot of other things. So mm-hmm. the vlogs are, like, taking a back seat, and mm-hmm. it's just like, wow.
That's crazy.
That's incredible.
The reason why I asked about Vlogumentary is because I don't know what I was doing, but I just recently found Mimi at the Zoo, or Me at the Zoo. Sorry, not Mimi at the Zoo.
Me at the Zoo.
The documentary, though. Have you heard of that? It's a documentary.
About YouTube?
About
the creators?
About the guy who did the Leave Britney Alone video.
Oh my God, Chris Crocker?
Mm-hmm. It's a whole documentary about it. It's on Amazon.
About him? It's called Me at the Zoo?
Mm-hmm. It's about him.
Why is it called Me at the Zoo?
He was one of the first viral videos.
I guess that's true.
So that's probably
Leave Britney
why.
Leave Alone, Me at the Zoo.
Mm-hmm. So yeah,
for all you noobs, Me at the Zoo is the first video ever uploaded to YouTube. It was uploaded by one of the site's creators, and it is 19 seconds long. And it is literally him in front of, like, a giraffe or some elephants or something at the zoo.
Great. So don't forget the challenge to kind of try and document your life in a more real way and not as a...
Tweet about things that aren't
important,
that don't make you look cool, mm-hmm. that you can't brag about. Tweet about things you can't brag about. Instagram things you can't brag about.
Yeah.
I Instagrammed a photo of myself the other day that said #bored, and I was bragging about how I was bored.
Yes.
And
I saw it. I liked
it. I know. The challenge is to not do that in honor of Chris Kendall's brilliance, I
think. Chris Kendall. Awesome. Thanks for listening to our vlog. Sorry. I mean, today was just like kind of a...
Our vlog. Our podcast.
Oh, wow. Sorry. Our podcast. I'm tired. Today was just kind of talking about just, I don't know, just...
A whirlwind of a day.
Yeah.
We're sorry we took a break.
Right. Yeah.
We're coming back. We're trying really hard. Midterms hit, guys.
Oh, midterms. I hope you are doing well.
Yes. Let us know how you're doing. Feel free to watch Becoming YouTube. Watch the first episode. Mm-hmm. Let us know what you thought.
Also, with your, like, Instagram and Twitter stuff, tag us in that because we want to see, like, what's going on. Like,
absolutely.
We want to see your tweets or Instagram stuff. Or, probably not Facebook, but whatever.
Whatever.
Like, just tag us in that because
we'd love to see it. We'll talk about it on the podcast.
Check out our Twitters and our Instagrams because we'll be doing the same thing.
Links to everything, as always, will be in the description below.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you guys know the drill. We don't really have to take you through this.
No.
I guess that's really it. So I have been Katie.
I am Kate and will continue to be Kate.
And I'll stop existing when this podcast ends. Bye.
Bye.